We are back on our halftime show presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe here at halftime. Monmouth trailing Fordham 46-41 at our intermission. We're going to take a look at our scores from around the country. And it's our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. Coke Zero. Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. Take a look at our scores in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. As you know, the score here, Monmouth trailing Fordham 46-41. Fairfield trailing Wisconsin Green Bay 35-27. A game that's going to tip off at 3 o'clock. Buffalo at Manhattan. Ryder visits Villanova, the eighth-ranked Wildcats, at 4 p.m. down just outside of Philly. Lamar and Canisius will play at 4:15. St. Bonaventure visits Niagara, that game at 5 p.m. And Quinnipiac will visit Lehigh, that one tonight, at 7 o'clock. Those are MAC scores and games here on this Saturday, December the 21st. As we'll now take a quick look at the top 25 scoreboard around the country. Games currently in action. Number 22, Massachusetts, leads Florida State 23-21. Already final, Kansas defeated Georgetown 86-64, and Kentucky defeated Belmont 93-80. Every other game yet to tip off, starting about at 3:30 or so, as well as today, also the first day in the college football bowl season. Those began at 2 o'clock. Take a quick look at our statistics. Monmouth led in that opening half by Andrew Nicholas. He had 18 points on 7 of 14 shooting, including 4 of 9 from 3. The only Hawk in double figures. MU shoots 44% from the floor. They hit 7 of 18 threes, including 2 for Justin Robinson. They commit 8 turnovers to go along with 8 assists. Fordham, led by John Sevier, who has hit 6 of 8 threes, 7 of 10 from the floor, hit all 5 of his free throws. He's got 25 to lead Fordham at halftime. The Rams shot 51% from the floor, including 50% from 3. They go 7 of 14. Sevier goes 6 of 8. Monmouth out-rebounded Fordham 18-17. We had 3 lead changes, and the score was tied twice in our first half, as we'll take our second timeout here during our Surf Taco halftime show. Monmouth 40, trailing Fordham 46-41. We'll step out for 2 minutes here at halftime on the Shore Sports Network. We roll along here on our Surf Taco halftime show with Monmouth trailing Fordham 46-41 at halftime. And as you know, this afternoon's game broadcast live on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, as well as also GoMUHawks.com. But those first call letters and website will lead us into our next topic here at halftime. As many of you know, WOBM is the proud presenter of one of the greatest high school basketball tournaments in the Shore, really in the state of New Jersey, and it's the premier holiday tournament. It's the 2013 WOBM Christmas Classic. Play began today, actually. The first game tipped off at 1 o'clock with the 6th seed, Brick Memorial, hosting the 11th seed, Monsignor Donovan, as I'm rejoined by my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz. I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Two gentlemen that we are proud to say played basketball in the Shore Conference. I'm sure fans have an idea, especially Steve, who played here at Monmouth. Steve played at Shore Regional. I played at Monmouth Regional. We got to play, actually, Steve, in the Christmas Classic one time back when I was in high school. It's a tremendous tournament. We're going to talk a little bit about it now. You said it during our first half, but it really has become the premier holiday tournament in the Shore Conference.
Yeah, it is. And look at all the teams in it, too. You know, it's it's one of those tournaments that has more than 4 teams in it.
right.
You know, and well, back at Shore, we needed all the wins we could get, so we would go to some of these obscure Christmas tournaments, but the WOBM tournament is a tremendous one, and again, it hosts a lot of teams, too, so you get to see a lot of different people, and you also get to see some of those southern schools like the Toms Rivers and the Barnegats and the Brick Memorials. So it's nice to see a different kind of basketball as well.
Take a look at this year's field. The boys began today. The girls get things going tomorrow. We mentioned the top seed is Jackson Memorial. They have a pretty high major player in Eric Carter, who's been a really good player in the Shore. But you look at the other teams in this, Wall is the two seed on the boys' side, and they've kind of seen a revival of sorts under Coach Matt Porro. And then you look at it, it's kind of split between Monmouth and Ocean County. It's a really good draw. Good name teams, Red Bank Catholic, Freehold Township. But then you get other teams that have made runs in tournaments. All the Toms River schools are there. It's a good, good bracket. Again, it began today. There's probably one game in the books in that Brick Memorial Donovan game. Toms River South and Barnegat tipping off about 15 minutes ago. And then the girls get things going tomorrow. Worth mentioning that the finals in both the girls and boys will be broadcast right here live on 1160 and 1310 a.m. That on Monday, December 30th, the girls at 5:30 and the boys at 7:30. And I know this is something, those games at Pine Belt Arena, that if you're in a tournament like that, it matters a lot, Steve, especially when you know that those last two games, you're going to have Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon, and the whole crew on site for the broadcast.
Yeah, and that's important. And you know, Shore Conference teams don't get that a lot, where they're going to be broadcasted, their games are going to be on the radio, or you know, some of them get televised here and there. But you know, Shore Conference teams don't really get that a lot. So it's important for them. These are tournaments that you want to win. And also, they're important tournaments for the state tournament. You want to have good wins. You want to have... you know, obviously a better than 500 record to help your seeding in the state tournament. So it's very important games like this at the beginning of the season for really the end of the season.
And take a look at the girls' side of the bracket. Again, that tips off tomorrow. The top seed is Red Bank Catholic. Manasquan is the 2. Wall is the 3 seed. Your Shore Regional team is the 7 seed. So good basketball also on the girls' side. Jackson Memorial is in there. They're led by a former Monmouth Hawk as well. And it's a good side, and we've talked about it off air, but girls basketball in the Shore Conference, again, we both played on the boys' side, but girls hoops in the Shore is really, really good.
Yes, and I would like to think that we both played on the boys' side, right? No, you're right, Eddie. The girls basketball in the Shore Conference with RBC and St. John Vianney, St. Rose is going to be very good this year, led by Coach Whalen. Joe Whalen's the head coach there. So, and actually former Monmouth Hawk Raheem Carter helps him out with the program.
Okay.
So they do a very good job at St. Rose. They're going to be very good too. So you're right. The girls basketball in this area is very, very, very good.
Take a look at this bracket as we wrap up our Surf Taco halftime show. The Monmouth Hawks trail the Fordham Rams 46-41. With Steve Bazaz, I am Eddie Acapinti. The semifinals will be on December the 28th. Those games will be at Pine Belt Arena as well. Everything played down there for the most part on the boys' side. And then the final on the boys' side, 7:30 on December 30th. The girls right before that at 5:30. Those two games will be broadcast live right here on 1160 and 1310 a.m. We'll take our final halftime timeout with Monmouth trailing Fordham 46-41. We'll step out, two-minute timeout, and we're back courtside for the second half between Monmouth and Fordham right here on the Shore Sports Network.